This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Guys, we are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCTORDAHLI. Okay, so I received an email. This was a couple weeks back, and I wrote her back, and I figured this would be a real, real good topic to talk about, where we have older people out there, the majority of them women, who are either divorcees. I don't know why we have to put a little French twing on that. You know, I guess you sound sexier when you're a divorcee. Or widowed women, or, you know, and men too, that are out there in the dating world, and they're unsuccessful. And it's probably one of the most difficult dating landscapes out there when you're older. And I notice I'm giving the same advice and the same advice over and over again, so I figured I'd just quickly do a quick segment on this. Now, I'm just as guilty when it comes to, you know, shooting myself in the foot if I ever have to date again. You know, I always worry that if Corey ever left me, I'd be middle-aged. I mean, I am middle-aged, so I'm already middle-aged. And I'm not going to be very desirable. Not that, you know, my friends tell me in my 20s I really wasn't that desirable anyway. So, you know, not much has changed. I was always kind of, I wasn't high maintenance. It's just, you know, I voice my opinion. Sometimes that opinion isn't really wanted, shall we say. But the biggest fear I have, which I think a lot of people out there have, is if I was single again, whether it was from a divorce or a death or whatever, I got to get married again. I got to get married again fast. I can't be alone. And you start to get this desperation going, oh, my God, what if my husband leaves me? Or what if, you know, he dies? Oh, my gosh, you're going to have to find somebody else. And you all of a sudden start to panic. And then you take this panic, right, on the road when you date, and the other partner picks up on this, and it's really a turnoff. So you end up turning people off when you don't even have to. So what I always tell everybody to do is whatever your biggest fear is, start writing it down and let's dissect out why. Okay, so if you're afraid of being alone, why are you afraid of being alone? Well, because financial issues, all right? I don't want to be financially insecure. Well, actually, you may be more financially secure alone than with somebody else who has a lot of baggage and alimony payments and things like that. Maybe you're in a better financial position being single. Well, I don't want to live alone. I don't want to be a house by myself. Well, you don't necessarily have to. You can have roommates. You know? You can very easily have a roommate. You don't necessarily have to be by yourself. Well, I don't want to be sick. I don't want to be sick and not have somebody there to take care of me. Well, I mean, I got kids, right? I got friends. There's already two friends. I'm not going to name their names because I know they're going to come on the Facebook Live going, oh, hell no. But already they know they're on diaper duty. If I need my diapers changed, they're on it. They're guys. They know they have to do it. I don't care if they have to wear gloves or goggles or whatever, but they got to change my diapers. So I didn't realize, but I already kind of have a plan on what happens because, like it or not, guys, no matter what, we are going to be alone. If we outlive our spouse, we're going to be alone. So then why not start planning for that now? Why not already have a plan? Yeah, I've talked to my kids. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, will you ever leave your mama? You know, what happens if I get old and your daddy's not here? And both my boys are like, well, we'll just throw you in a nursing home. Okay. And, yeah, they're probably joking. But, you know, get this here, okay? I've already kind of reconciled the idea of being in a nursing home. The idea of being in a nursing home, that doesn't really scare me because I need to be around people. Okay, I need to be around people. I need to talk. So imagine floors of people where I could just go into this room or this room and go, hey, Bob, how you be? You know, Bob's like, get out of here. And I'm like, man, what's going on with your catheter? Man, let me see your catheter. And then you get to play bingo, and there's activities, and there's food, and, you know, they feed you, and they feed you snacks. You know, to me, I don't think a nursing home has to be that bad, you know, an issue. And so, already I've started to reconcile that, okay, well, if I'm, you know, I am going to be alone, but I'm going to be okay being alone. I'm going to be okay financially. Hopefully Medicare will still exist and Social Security or whatever. I have kids and family to take care of me, so I won't be lonely. Sex, you can always have sex. So now this idea of, oh, my God, I got to make it work. I'm on this date with this person. I got to make it work. I got to make him marry me. Now it's just you got all that baggage off your shoulders. And so now when you're out there dating, you could just date to have fun. And so when you go on these dates, you know, the other side kind of wants to know what you're going after, because they may be like, I'm never getting married again. I'm not putting up with it. Or they may have their own set of rules. And again, if that person's not for you, that person's not for you. But they may be trying to kind of feel you out early on. What is it you're looking for? Or they may assume that, you know, you want a ring within the next 2 weeks. And you sitting on the other side of the table going, you know, I just want to have fun. You know, if you and I fall in love, great. If we don't fall in love, no big deal. But I want to laugh. I want to travel. Oh, you know, I want to do things. I want to live life. And we take it one step at a time. You having that attitude on a date just totally clears a lot of that tension and a lot of that pressure. Now, be careful, okay? You don't want to give away the cow. What is it that you don't want them to give away the milk for free type of thing? I mean, again, you're not into premarital sex. I'm with you on that, okay? You don't have to do that. Or if that is what you want. If you're like, you know what? I just want to be, you know, with somebody. I don't really have to have a ring. The idea of, well, I need to solidify another relationship and be married because I don't want to be alone and I don't want to die alone. I don't want to be sick alone or whatever. You have to already get through your head. That's not in most of our cards or future anyway. So have all that stuff set up and out of the way. And you could even, you know, say that on your date. Go, no, 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 I'm not worried. I'm fine financially. I'm this, I'm this, I'm this. I'm good. I just want to have fun. I just want to meet somebody who I can enjoy my life with. That's a whole less stressful approach to dating. Now, you've just totally eliminated 90% of your competition when the average person is sitting there asking, well, you know, where do they want to register? For China. That's a big turnoff. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Valley. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on Dr. Dolly. Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sorry, I sneezed. I thought I was going to sneeze.
Oh, okay. Well,
I hate that where you have to sneeze and then you don't. That I can't biologically explain. I understand the concept of sneezing where you have to get that extra air and then blow it out because there's an allergen or a pathogen, but I don't understand where you have to sneeze and then it just doesn't happen. That's doesn't make a lot of sense. Okay, well, what also doesn't make a lot of sense is what the Democrats want to do with health care. Okay, so here's the latest when it comes to health care, guys. Biden, Joe Biden, I'm sorry, I like the guy. I don't know what it is. I want to vote for him, but I like the guy. He wants to protect Obamacare. One of the very few people who do. And his own party, of course, is trying to replace Obamacare with Medicare for All, which is another cluster in and of itself. So what Joe Biden wants to do is double down. And he wants to resurface the public option debate and bring that back into focus of health care. He said the Affordable Health Care Act was a historic achievement for President Obama, and if I'm elected president, I'm going to do everything in my power to protect it and build on it. This was in a video accompanying the release of his proposal. So, very odd strategy. You have one of the worst health care bills ever written, one of probably the worst pieces of legislation ever written. And he wants to protect it. Is that smart? You know, sometimes surgeons, in order to heal, you have to cut. I don't know. I mean, Medicare for All is really scary. No. Okay, I'm not saying I like this idea. We need to walk it through. The public option, if you remember, that was brought up in 2009-2010 by Obama, and it was voted out of the House, where there was a government-run healthcare system. And it was going to be a very skeleton piece of crap system, if I remember correctly. And it was going to put insurance companies out of business. And because it was voted out, I think it was voted out back in 2009, Obama, in return, said, all right, now you're going to get the ACA. You want private health insurance, you're going to get it, and you're going to get it down your throat. Excuse me. And then the ACA had this system where, all right, you got your private insurance, but it was a disaster. So I see this going, oh, God, if the ACA fails, we're going to have to come back to the public option. In fact, people may be praying and begging for the public option. And that's, you know, what I thought was kind of the strategy of Obama in the first place, to bring back his public option. Biden, looks like, has an opportunity to help Obama save face. And say, look, we did the public option back then. Republicans didn't want it. Now you get the public option. So thanks to Obama and me, we have this health care system. Now, some of you may say, Dr. Dahlia, that might not be a bad idea. If people don't want to buy their crappy health insurance that was screwed over by the Obamacare law because now the rates are through the roof because of pre-existing conditions or whatever, let them buy the government plan if they want. Rather than being forced to take government insurance, they could buy it. It's a choice. Well, remember, if the government can offer a crappy, bare minimum health care plan and compete with private industry and make it cheaper, they will, in essence, put private, you know, insurance out of business and take over health care. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I mean, if I can't afford my $1,200 a month premiums and public option is $500, I'll buy it. So the public option is your Trojan horse to socialism. Some of you may say, Dr. Dahlia, I'm sick of fighting. Let's just do it. Nah. Now, ask anybody that has cancer. Ask anybody who is expecting to need surgery or cardiac stents. They may not really want the whole socialized medicine landscape. So Biden said the Affordable Care Act was a historic achievement for President Obama. Or I told you that. He said that to build on the law and save it from both Republicans and the far left of his own party, he's proposing adding a public option to Obamacare as the best way to lower costs and cover everyone. It would be paid for how? New taxes on the wealthy. Yeah, see, everybody's like, let's just tax the wealthy. How many, do we have more wealthy people now, or do we have less wealthy people now? And define wealthy. Is it over $250,000 a year? Is it over $2 million a year? I don't know how many people we have out there that could cover this. So they say the proposal would effectively make available a government-sponsored healthcare plan. This plan would be optional and offered alongside private plans. See, the private plans are so gosh darn expensive. It basically ruined the private plans. You know, there's no way you could tell an insurance company they have to cover pre-existing conditions and then expect the rates to be low. So private insurance is screwed. So, and, you know, some of you don't understand why I have such a soft spot for them. I mean, I don't. I personally think what we need to do is go back to cash. I think what we really need to do is go back to regular, you know, just have insurance for major medical. But when you go to the doctor, you pay the doctor $25, $30, $50 out of pocket, and that's, and then you get a service. If you need an EKG or your analysis, whatever, you pay a little extra for that. But to pay hundreds of dollars a month to an insurance company who turns around and tells the doctor to not pay you more than $50 is stupid. I think for a lot of lower medical acuity, we really need to just go back to the cash. I mean, people are paying cash anyway because they have high deductibles. And then if a doctor wants your business, he better have a lower rate. So, I'm not a big fan of insurance companies. But I'm less of a fan of government-run insurance because I've seen it just not work. For some people, it might. For other people, it might not. I don't think the VA is the best example of government-run healthcare. So, but what is fascinating about this is Biden looks like is in disagreement with the far left. The Democratic Party is starting to rift a lot deeper than before. And you have a lot of people out there that are just like, give away the farm. They are desperately trying to get votes by giving away free college, free healthcare, free this, free this, free this. And that's how they could get votes. They will do anything to get the votes. And so Biden, which is kind of why I like him, is not trying to be that extreme, that fanatic. And he doesn't really like the Medicare for All. Maybe he's smart. Maybe he realizes you can't just do Medicare for All when we already have a funding issue for Medicare. He says, I understand the appeal for Medicare for All, but folks supporting it should be clear that it means getting rid of Obamacare, and I'm not for that. He said, I was very proud the day I stood there with Barack Obama and he signed the legislation. Yeah, didn't he whisper to Barack Obama, it's a big blinking deal, right, during the White House ceremony? He said, I know how hard it was to get that passed. I watched it starting over. Makes no sense to me at all. I knew Republicans would do everything in their power to repeal Obamacare. They still are. And the Republicans weren't successful at doing that, again, because the way it was built, you have a system now, so it's really hard to do that and put another foundation in. And that's how it was designed. But then Biden said, I'm surprised that so many Democrats are running on getting rid of it. Okay, well, duh. All right, people have crappy insurance. But he makes sense. Why don't we give it life support by adding if whoever wants to buy Medicare or Medicaid can. You could buy the coverage if you want. Now, that might work because the average person will buy Medicare or Medicaid and go, well, I can't get in. I can't get my medicine covered. Nah. But if they just undercut everybody, they could technically collapse the health insurance market. And once that's gone, that's hard to get back. 1-877-DR-DALLY, don't go away.
Do you feel feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration rolls out another idea for addressing illegal immigration. It's a proposed rule that would say that people could not apply for asylum in the United States if they'd already passed through another country on their way to get to the U.S. border. Ken Cuccinelli is acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services.
This is going to send a clear message, though, to people considering coming up illegally to this country, the hope that they'll get by that first hurdle and then disappear into our interior, that isn't going to happen anymore.
The State Department confirming another American tourist death in the Dominican Republic. The Georgia man died in March from respiratory illness after a day of sightseeing with his sister. He's the 11th confirmed American death in the Caribbean country since June of last year. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on Dr. Dolly. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So a Georgia man has now been counted as the 11th U.S. tourist death from vacationing in the Dominican Republic, according to the State Department. He's 31 years old, and he passed away in March. And he has been confirmed dead as as one of the Dominican Republic, quote-unquote, deaths. Tracy Jerome Jester Jr. of Forsyth County, Georgia, died March 17th of a quote-unquote respiratory illness, his mother told ABC News. He had been vacationing with his sister. and had just finished a day of sightseeing. Like many of the other tourists who died while vacationing there over the past year, he took ill quickly, started vomiting up blood, said he couldn't breathe, and then he died. We aren't exactly sure of the cause of death, but according to the State Department, they said we can confirm the death of a U.S. citizen in the Dominican Republic in March 2019. We offer our sincerest condolences to the family for the loss. Out of respect for the family during this difficult time, we do not have additional information to provide. Now, U.S. and Dominican authorities have repeatedly said that there has been no increase in the number of tourists dying. They say 2.2 million American tourists visit the DR every year. Overall, 6.5 million who arrive from around the world. They said 11 is hardly a pervasive number. Okay. No, don't be playing number games with us. All right. When somebody loses their baby boy, even though he's 30, don't be telling us that, that means 99% of people still live when they come to visit our beautiful country. It is a beautiful country. I've been there, I think, twice. Maybe once. I know I've been there once. I just don't know if I was on a cruise and if it went there twice. I think only once. And the problem is you have a very similar cause of death. It's not that, they were swimming or snorkeling and got bit by a shark. Okay, well, how is the Dominican Republic supposed to deal with the sharks? Or they were hit by lightning. This is a cause of death with young, healthy people. This is very malicious. This is very, well, I don't want to say malicious, but, this could stink of murder. Yeah, they need to be on top of it. So they said these cases are very regrettable. And now, of course, I got a pop-up here. They say the cases are regrettable. Tourism Minister Francisco Javier Garcia sent a statement last month. According to CNN, investigation into them is a top priority for us and the National Police. We are asking them to deploy all resources to help provide answers as quickly as possible. But no answers. From what we understand, over the past 2 years, actually between 2016 and 2018, 48 Americans died there. Now, they died because of either drowning, homicide, suicide, vehicle, and other accidents. But many of the 11 that happened in this past year have perished after drinking at the mini bar or drinking something at the swim-up bar at the resort pool. Some people are canceling the trip. Others are getting cheap tickets. Now, Jester did have lupus, but that doesn't really explain why he would start throwing up blood. So, unfortunately, he died within a day. She didn't get toxicology tests because this was in March, and none of the other deaths had come to light. So he had died. Nobody really knew why, and they buried him. When he got, they brought him home and they buried him. Now, Jester's mom was like, look, he died when he was there. I'd like some answers. So not sure what they would do, if they would, bring the body back up or what, but it's in the body. But thing is whenever I see something like this in one place, it could be any place. And, we trust these hotels. We trust, the water. We trust certain things to a degree. And this just kind of teaches us that we might not be able to, which kind of makes us kind of scared. I always like to bring my own water wherever I go, but you can't. Can't bring enough water for a trip. I hate that about airports now, that we can't bring fluids, all because of that one flippant idiot. I think they were from Great Britain that tried to make a bomb using two different liquids. Now we have this liquid rule. Airports love it because now they get to charge $4.50 a bottle for water. Some of these bottles are $6 to $8 a bottle. And I'm like, I want to bring my own water from home. I want to bring my own stuff. Can't do it. Now, another scary death, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, is this girl that died from her protein diet. She's Australian, and her mom is now speaking out about the potential dangers of protein shakes and supplements because her 25-year-old daughter's diet triggered an undiagnosed condition that unfortunately contributed to her death a couple years ago. I think we talked about this. Megan Heffert had picked up a passion for fitness, and she, I guess, had a couple babies, and she had postpartum depression, according to the mom. After seeing a doctor, she was prescribed some medication, but the tablets made her gain weight. So, the daughter wants to get back into the gym, but unfortunately it became an unhealthy obsession. Her mom, Miss White, said the daughter became involved in bodybuilding competitions, but that required her to maintain a strict diet packed with protein. So every meal included a protein shake as well as a variety of supplements. She was winning trophies. She had a sculpted physique. But one morning, when I popped around to see her and the kids, I noticed she was shaking while she downed another protein shake. Days later, mom got a call from the paramedics. So apparently, two women, while doing a rental inspection because she was on a trip, she was unresponsive on the floor of her bedroom. She was rushed to the hospital, and apparently the girl was declared brain dead. So what they think happened is she had an undiagnosed genetic condition which impacted the way her body ingested protein. And what she had was urea cycle disorder. We've talked about that, urea cycle disorder. And unfortunately, this put her at risk of having high ammonia in the bloodstream. Now, this scares a lot of people because you've been on these sort of, you know, nutritional fits and, you know, supplements and, you know, you're like, well, look, you know, if nature made protein, then we should be able to take it. Yes, you can, but nature made protein in the form of meat and nuts and eggs and milk. When you take in a protein powder, now the problem we have is it's in a form that might have other substrates that the body can't tolerate. So urea cycle disorder, it's this mutation that you have. And you have a urea cycle, which removes ammonia from the bloodstream. Ammonia is made by cells when they break down the nitrogen and proteins. Ammonia has to be eliminated, and in the cycle, it gets dumped out in the urine. If a step is missing, you start to get hyperammonemia, which is where ammonia and nitrogen build up. So you could have fatigue, you know, vomiting, respiratory issues, seizure, cognitive issues, etc. And this urea cycle disorder happens in 1 per 35,000 people. Unfortunately, they think it might be a part of sudden infant death. So protein supplements, if you have this condition, could unfortunately do this. But it doesn't specifically mean that you are at risk for this. But you have to do everything in moderation. So, you know, protein, if you get a good protein diet, you shouldn't have to use supplements. And if you do, you shouldn't have to do that many. You should, though, always be followed by a doctor. Anytime you're trying to, you know, sculpt or, you know, prep for competitions, it should be doctor supervised, medical provider supervised. 1-877-DR-BELLY.
Any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com. BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So lawyers for the state of Oklahoma today have urged a judge to hold Johnson & Johnson responsible for fueling the U.S. opioid epidemic. This is the first trial nationally in litigation over the drug crisis, since the drug crisis. And I guess the trial, I think, is wrapping up. Lawyers for the state, including Attorney General Mike Hunter, told a judge in Norman, Oklahoma, that Johnson & Johnson knew opioids were addictive, yet played down their dangers when promoting them. leading to an oversupply of pills that caused overdose deaths. According to Brad Beckworth, a lawyer for the state, said in his closing argument, this company went out and sponsored lies. He said they went out and said the risk of addiction was less than 1%. Now, again, my problem with that is as a doctor, I mean, we doctors know that's not the case. I mean, and I don't ever remember a drug company telling me, oh, yeah, this narcotic is hardly addictive. I'd be like, you're out of your mind. Get the hell out of here. So I'm a little bit wary on the argument that they duped doctors. Okay, doctors don't get duped. So anyway, he urged Judge Tad Balkman, who presided over the multi-billion dollar non-jury trial to find New Brunswick, New Jersey-based J&J, Johnson & Johnson, liable for creating a public nuisance. Now, apparently this case is one of around 2,000 actions by state and local governments accusing drug manufacturers of contributing to the opioid epidemic. Opioids were linked to a record 47,600 overdose deaths, according to the U.S. CDC. The Oklahoma case has been closely watched by plaintiffs in other opioid lawsuits, particularly in 1,900 cases, pending before a federal judge in Ohio, who has been pushing for a settlement ahead of an October trial. Oh, yeah, this is big money now. And some of you may feel that the drug companies need to fry. Others may be like, okay, whoa. Really, is this just a witch hunt? So at the trial, lawyers for Oklahoma urged that Johnson & Johnson sold the painkillers Duragesic and Nucynta since the 1990s, marketed the opioids as safe and effective for everyday pain, while downplaying their addictive qualities. Okay, so some of you have asked, well, what does it mean when you say something's safe? Well, by safe is, okay, so like, for example, if I took an anti-diarrhea medication and I drank some of it, would I start to vomit blood? Would I, you know, go into a ripper and rash? Would I die after drinking it that day? No. Overall, I could take a dose and I could be safe. There's a very good chance that if I take a dose of the anti-diarrhea medicine, it's safe. Could it long-term cause constipation? Yeah. Could it long-term cause a dependency? Yeah. But can I safely take a dose? Yeah. Can I safely take a few doses? Yeah. If somebody was on it, needing to be on it regularly because they have a significant GI issue, can they roughly take it safely without it hurting their lungs and heart and kidneys? Yeah, for the most part. So that's where the demarcation of and the label of safe comes from. So if you take an opioid, are you going to start vomiting blood or dying like the guy in the Dominican Republic? No. You'll be able to take the pill and you'll be able to, you know, live that day. That's what they mean by safe. So then the question is how responsible are drug companies for 10, 15, 20 years down the line? Now they say the state has accused Johnson & Johnson of acting as the kingpin behind the epidemic and says the company was motivated to boost prescriptions not only because it sold painkillers, but because it also grew and imported raw materials that opioid manufacturers like OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma used. Johnson & Johnson denies causing the epidemic. Its lawyers have argued that its products made up a small share of opioids prescribed in Oklahoma and carried U.S. FDA-approved labels that warned of the addictive risks. Johnson & Johnson, whose lawyers were expected to deliver their own closing arguments later on Monday, argued that the state is seeking to stretch the bounds of a public nuisance statute in order to force Johnson & Johnson to pay up to $17.5 billion to remedy the crisis. Purdue and Teva were also originally defendants in the case. Purdue reached a $270 million settlement with the state in March. Teva settled for $85 million in June. Both deny wrongdoing. So listen, I am no fan of the opioid crisis. I am not a fan of a lot of the BS that happens with drug companies and pharmaceutical companies, etc. Insurance companies, etc. But I'm going to call it when I see it. If a small percentage of prescriptions were done by a company and you're trying to make them shell out millions or billions, I mean, what is, you know, I don't like witch hunts. That makes me very, very nervous. And with public opinion on these lawyers' side, they're able to, you know, convince a lot of people to you know, sue or sway one way or the other. The problem is you have people out there in pain, and they're watching what happens to these pharmaceutical companies. And if Teva had to shell out $85 million, Purdue had to shell out $270 million, and Johnson & Johnson may have to pay up to $17.5 billion, what do you think the average drug company that sells narcotics is going to do? They're going to say, you want to know what? It's not worth a few million a year we'll make. Forget it. Forget it. Guys, just cancel all distribution. Cancel it. We're out. I would. I mean, if I was a company and I saw the writing on the wall that everybody wanted to, you know, make us responsible for people doing heroin, you know, and getting addicted to drugs that, yes, do have the label on it that they're addictive, I would be like, you know what? Then we're out. You know how many doctors are not writing narcotics anymore? Because they're starting to see doctors get sued. Insurance companies have money, so you can go after the doctor and blame them for your narcotic overdose. So now a lot of doctors are like, I'm out. I'm not writing the narcotics. So now what do you do if you have neuropathy, or you have spinal stenosis, or you have metastatic cancer? A lot of people use fentanyl. A lot of people use OxyContin. They need it. They're in debilitating pain. Now we have a problem. And the media isn't covering the millions of people going, guys, can you slow down on this? There's a study I saw. Some of my medical students are doing a study, it's not my study, on what doctors have seen since the opioid crisis in terms of pharmacists and having access to medications. You know, even pharmacies are getting sued by this. Listen, if you're an attorney out there, I understand where your place is, and I understand how, you know, the law has to be interpreted, the law has to be fought, and even though, you know, everybody makes lawyer jokes, I respect what you do because I understand law is art. But you lawyers out there need to realize that you could really be screwing things up for yourself if we can't have pain medication out there. Opioids kill. I'm, you know, there's no debate on that. But who's at fault? Saying somebody was duped, I mean, it makes it look like doctors are stupid and humans are, and, you know, citizens are stupid. A narcotic is addictive. The FDA has it on there. There should be warnings. If there weren't warnings, yeah, I see where there's a technicality. Okay, you can maybe go after them. But saying, look, if you take this medication for your pulled tooth, you're going to go on heroin or fentanyl, that's not right also. That's not very accurate. Because the average person that takes a painkiller after surgery does not go on heroin or fentanyl. So if we don't handle this right, we're going to be in a slew of pain later, literally and figuratively. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.